All right, we are here with board-certified plastic surgeon, Dr. Bay. You join us today because I don't know if a lot of people really understand this, but to be a plastic surgeon or any kind of surgeon,
right,
you also have to be an MD,
gotta
a medical
be a doctor.
Yeah,
that is the first step.
You don't just know about boobs and butts. You are also a medical doctor.
No, we took a lot of epidemiology as part of my master's of public health. We took a lot of microbiology classes. So I have some knowledge about what's going on with the coronavirus.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit about what's going on at the current moment with the coronavirus as far as what we should be doing to take precautions. We hear everything. Wash your hands. Use hand sanitizer. Why is it so important to do it every single time?
Right, because the thing is, we're just trying to slow the spread of the virus. They found that people who have it, they can typically infect 2 to 2.2 people with each person they come in contact with. So we're really trying to slow the number of people that get it, not only because we want to reduce the number of people that are ill, but it also goes back to that graph that a lot of people have been seeing on social media called flattening the curve. The idea is that we don't want people to get it. We want to slow the spread because we don't want it to be a big spike. Some people might think, oh, let's just all get it out of the way, be done, get back to our life. No.
It's not the chicken pox.
No, exactly. We don't want everybody to get it all at once because then that reduces the amount of resources that are available for other people. For example, like in Italy, the problem is not only that people are getting it, but that they're so overwhelmed there that there's not enough ventilators. And so the idea is that if you spread this out over time, flatten the curve so there's not a big spike, then you have ventilators available for the people when they need it. And so when those people get off ventilators and the next group of people that get it, that they have access to it. So that's the thing, is we really want to slow it so that the resources are available for people when they need it. And we just don't have people dying in the street.
Yeah. The biggest danger is having a huge number of people getting it at once. And I think that's one of the things that you got to explain to the younger people who have heard over and over again, well, if you're 20 or 30 or 40 and you get it, who cares? It's not a big deal. You'll be down for a couple of days. But it is a big deal because, as you said, if you get it, the likelihood of you then giving it to two more people,
exactly,
who then
right,
are going to give it to two more people, it's just all about growing
right,
the virus. We want to shrink
exactly,
the virus.
And that's the other thing to keep in mind, is that if you're asymptomatic, you know, you can't just assume that that means you don't have it. And that's one of the reasons it would be nice if there's testing available for everybody. There's just not right now. And so that's why the CDC is recommending that people that are over 65 that have other underlying diseases like heart disease or diabetes, those people should get tested. People that are in hospitals that feel like they have that issue going on, like they're sneezing, coughing, fever, they should be getting tested. Healthcare workers that are taking care of sick people, they should get tested. But if you're young and relatively healthy and you're starting to have symptoms, there's just not enough tests right now for those people to go get tested at this very moment. So that's why those people should just self-isolate, stay at home, avoid other people. And then when the testing is available, great. Then those people can say, okay, right, I'm not going to, even though I'm asymptomatic, I'll avoid being around people. But for now, if you feel like you might be getting sick, just stay home because there's just not enough tests to go around.
Well, and much like with the flu, I mean, I know when people get the flu, one of the best ways to, you know, prevent other people from getting it is you should isolate then. It's the same concept here.
It really is. It really is. And people like look at this coronavirus as like, oh my God, we've never had anything like this. I understand that everybody's shutting down all their businesses. That is definitely a new thing. We're living in very weird times. But the thing people forget about with just the plain old flu, this year in the U.S., 34 million people had the flu this year. Like 350,000 people had to get hospitalized, 20,000 people died, and that's with a disease that we actually have a vaccine for. So people need to understand that all these things that we're talking about, washing hands, wiping down surfaces, avoiding being around other people, self-isolation, that's not just good for the coronavirus. That's good every year moving forward for the flu as well.
Now, let's talk about this, because a lot of people look at some things here and there and you say, oh, they're working on a vaccine here, or maybe in Canada they've isolated this or whatever. But let's talk realistically. Getting something like a vaccine for a flu or a coronavirus, it's not an overnight thing. They don't just,
right,
you don't just have it in a month. You don't have, yeah, it in 2 months. What are we realistically looking at,
yeah,
for a vaccine?
Actually, the news just came out saying that they're actually starting some trials today on
yeah,
this coronavirus vaccine. So everybody thinks, oh, they're starting on it today, we're going to have it next week. No. I mean, they got to do trials. I got to make sure it doesn't kill you. The treatment
doesn't kill you.
So it's going to be like a year to 18 months before this goes through the whole process. And the FDA understands that this is an emergent issue, but they also have to protect people at the same time. So even though they're rushing through this in a good way, they're trying to expedite things, it's still going to be 12 to 18 months before they get a vaccine. And that's what, I mean, I'm not involved in the testing, but that's kind of what all the talking heads, yeah, and people that know are in the know, that's what they're all saying.
All right, you can reach Dr. Bae at realdrbae.com/pricing.